Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, it's Nicole Baldler, channel for the Archangel Metatron, and my host, Robert, the ever-loving soul who accompanies me on these phone calls. So I just got an inspiration to really hone in on Metatron and his skills for this evening, and also to help people clear and amp up their energy field. There's a lot of testing happening right now across the globe. We're kind of in a little bit of, a little bit of a higher consciousness warfare happening. And this isn't conspiracy theory, and I'm not here to drum up any problems in your psyche. But what I have noticed behind the veil, and this is what I believe the Mayans were talking about, and also the Vedic texts, if you look into them, which I am not a student of either. However, I learn all of my historical events through the ethers. And since 12/21/12, there have been pockets of energy that are releasing behind the veil. And what does that mean? That means that there's interdimensional travel, there's gateways opening up onto different universes, and you can basically pop in and out of different dimensions at your own free will. A lot of us are doing this in enlightenment through this aspect. They are jumping into different times, cities, states, countries. But what that's fabulous for us and for those souls who are looking to ascend or become more conscious. But what that also happens is for beings or those energies that have not quite evolved yet and are kind of stuck interdimensionally or are stuck behind the veil, maybe they don't want to go with higher realms, maybe they don't want to go with the angels, maybe they don't want to go with the galactics, and they are choosing to stay in this interdimensional space, they are now, how can I say this? It's the easiest way to say is that they have free game now. And they're like coming out to play. And so what I see behind the veil and what I can see in my own physical dimension here in my home is that beings have access, or I should not say have access, but they can fly free pretty much around wherever they want to go. So what Robert and I work really hard to do is to hold our space and to tell these energies or beings or entities they are not allowed within our realm. This is my reality. I am the owner of my home. I am the owner of my mental capacity, my physical being, and my spirituality, and you are not allowed to be here. And again, this is not an attack so much as it is maybe an awareness. Metatron, the way that he's explaining it to me is that they're all like little puppies looking for their way home, you know, or they're flies trying to get to their way home, or moths. So what does a moth do? It's attracted to the light. And so these beings and energies and entities are looking for places to go. And if you are sensitive spiritually, even if you're not, they're think of them as like your annoying little brother that just keeps pulling on your coattails trying to get your attention. It's kind of like that. So part of doing this work with Metatron is to understand the universal sphere, and specifically this physical dimension, and how to get this dimension really work for you. That means in all areas of love, career, finances, spiritual gifts, health, whatever you want. Basically, how do I get it to work for me and for my benefit? That's what Metatron stands for. He also helps, he just helps on every plane of consciousness. There's so much I can say about him. But anyway, so starting with our show right now, I'm going to do a quick clearing for anyone who is listening to this show, as well as anyone who will listen to the archive messages, shows, as well as who's on the line now. So I just ask everyone to take a moment here, breathing into the space, breathing in, breathing out. Allow yourself to get lost in your breath. Feel intuitively, where does my breath begin and where does my breath end? Feeling it within the self, in the body, making this connection organically to your spirit. Closing your eyes, relaxing again into this space of comfort. Allowing your energies, the energies of the callers, the energies worldwide, the energies of myself and Robert and Metsu, to come into alignment. We ask Archangel Metatron, Archangel Michael, to come forward, asking them to cut away any of the slanders, marks, negativity, or energy that is within our auric field. Asking that they cut away all of our cables around our spine that keep us small. All of the energy in the brain stem that has told us for eons, lifetimes, that we are not good, that we are worthless, that we are condemned. Asking Archangel Metatron and Michael to come through this speaker at this point, working onto your third eye. I ask them to place their right hand over your third eye, streaming in the color purple. Beautiful. Asking Metatron and Michael to work through the brain connection, releasing the mind's eye so that you may see behind the veil, so that you are empowered, so that you know which way to go. Asking Michael and Metatron again to work through the back of the brain. Brain stem again. Release, allowing the brain to have these sensations through the spinal column. Releasing through the back of the body. Allow these energies to come through the spinal column, come over the back of the heart. Coming back through the pelvic region, back through the genital area, releasing all stress, all complications, and an unwillingness in this part of your body. For when we neglect our sexuality or sexual organs, we are saying to our body and to ourselves, I do not wish to be here. I do not want to be here. You are cursed. These are intuitively thoughts that are tension. We ask your consciousness to be painful, letting go of beliefs may have harmed you in some way. That you are beautiful. You are skilled. You are abundant. So bringing up this metatronic energy, stay with you throughout the dream. Bringing it up through the spine of the pelvic region, feeling it over your belly, your abdomen, through your heart center, through your vocal cords. And in the brain, back of the body. Metatron and Michael love to rewire programming carried forth up until this time. They say, my dear, your willingness to be here upon the school called Planet Earth right now is indeed a wondrous thing. You are allowing yourself to be tandem with your divine partner. Divine partnership, and your ability to transfigure all that is around you. You are allowing yourself to be here and be witness to those that are of victimhood, ones who are wanting to play the martyr, and those that are trying to play, shall we say, greed over one another. And my children, you here to understand what does success mean to me? What does spirituality mean? We understand there are so many things upon your earth right now that could be forgotten about, that we wish to help you with. There are so many things upon your planet Earth right now that are jarring and deep. But please understand, your time has come. Your time to be abundant. Your time to be beautiful. And your time to be boundless, energetic, onto what we wish is now. You are here with us in Tampa. We are working with you. We believe in you, and we love you. We know that your heart is as willing as the day is long, that you have come here to seek God within ourselves, that you are believing in God consciousness this time, that all shall be eradicated, that you are here for higher purpose, soul learning, and the ability to love one another. You wish to not see separation in a forceful nature. And we are saying to you that we love you. We implore you along the way, and we are showing you here how to give to one another. My dear, you are not allowed to be treated here as a doormat. You are not allowed to be treated here as a trash can. No one here upon earth gets to treat you in such a manner, my dear. If this comes across your path, you are simply to understand it is time for you. Up the gauntlet. Believe in your ability. Speak truth in words of wisdom. Understand that your mouth and your frequency coming through your vocal cords is enough to say, I am here, I matter, and I will walk away a winner. We are saying to you that you are boundless, that you are beautiful, you are loving, you are kind. You are here with great reverence in our hearts. We know it to be so, and we implore you along the way. So, taking a couple of breaths, allowing yourself to come back into the rest. There's so much cleaning here in the earth, not the angels. Friend of mine asked me, well, what is the agenda? What is the plan here? That was a great question. And the angels, really, the way that they work, they're enlightened beings. They hold the veil, and they will not speak unless spoken to. If that makes sense. You have to engage with them. I wish I could show everybody the picture that I see and look upon where they are located. They're huge. They will shape-shift reality for you. But you have to ask. And when they give you direction, follow it. If you not follow direction, they have to be reality. In tandem with enlightenment, of course, whatever you want to do. So with that being said, I'll let Robert come on to the show. And I hope you guys understood all of that and a lot of intel, so listen to it again if you can.
Okay. Hello, everyone. Thank you. This is Robert. I was with Nicole, and we've been seeing a lot of things lately in which it seems like the more I see is the day I say to myself, you know, this is all just total BS. If I say that, then the next day is going to be wild because that's when they really show themselves. So anyway, I'm not saying I said this is BS, but I was thinking to myself just about one concept that I was not maybe satisfied regarding, you know, my request. So anyway, the next day I woke up, I was looking out of my office window, and I was looking at one of our, you know, crystals out in the yard, and I was like, that. I was looking at it, and it was shining a light into my eye. The crystal was. I'm like, oh, that's strange. And so I just thought the sun was hitting it at a certain angle or something, and, you know, it was shooting a light out. So I was moving around in my office, and I was looking outside the window, and the crystal was still blaring this very bright light in my eye. And I was like, so, anyway, that's very interesting. took my phone out. I took some pictures of it, and so I have a picture of this crystal with this huge bright light coming out of it. And you know, later in the day, I obviously noticed that the sun had nothing to do with that reflection, and it was an angelic presence just showing me, like, hey, dumb guy, wake up. Here we are. You know, we really are here. And obviously, so anyway, that was one thing. And then, which is pretty profound, and I have a picture. It's pretty neat. And it's pretty hard to say it's not actual. So anyway, that was in the morning. And then some other things are going on. We were very understanding of what was going on in the environment that day, let's just say. And so we weren't appreciative of the attacks. I don't like using that word. But anyway, we were just seeing some negative things in the environment. And so we're just like, we're not into that. And so we called down the angels once again. And then the next thing we saw, the sky clearing and the clouds clearing. And then right over our head was a ship, a galactic ship, or whatever you want to call it, or an angel flying, or whatever your vocabulary can handle, like right over our head. And it was just sitting there in plain sight, and it kind of hovered and flew out into the ocean as it was cleaning the environment. And so I was like, okay, and I've seen two pretty miraculous things, and it still hadn't even become, it wasn't even noon yet, it was still half the day. So anyway, we saw that, and then it was very powerful. And when you see these things, it's not like, you're looking at a postcard. I mean, you feel it. It's not just a seeing, I think I see something. You feel it. You're impacted, I guess. And typically what happens to me when I get hit really hard by those things, I immediately feel tired, and I have to go to sleep just for like 10 minutes to kind of reboot, recalibrate, things of that nature. So anyway, that was that, and we saw another thing, just some more energetic things. In addition to the ship, we always see rainbows, and I know rainbows are pretty common, I guess. But we see them in these two directions of the ocean, and which we're pretty understanding of what they are. But these two rainbows popped off, and it was sunny. It wasn't raining. It was not the typical rainbow time. And so those are additional signs, angelic signs, saying, we are here, we're watching you. And so with that said, I mean, I'm highly conscious and enlightened. So, I'm aware of their very presence. And so when you call them down, like when we saw some stuff in the environment we weren't really liking, it was instantaneous. These guys were down, they're cleaning things up. And then today, I hate to sound like a galactic, UFO kind of guy, but I am, but I'm not sure, he's listening. But and then today we were sitting there looking out the window, and I was like, and there's a ship sitting out there, flying, just hovering. And I was like, that's cool, and it's not just I saw it, the energetics were just overwhelming. It was literally, I was everything I could do to keep my eyes open. It's really knocking me out. It's very powerful. And so I went and got something to drink in the refrigerator, walked around, told Nicole, I think she was on the phone, like, hey, there's a ship outside, and it's just sitting there, right off the beach, the beach a little bit. And she's like, cool, whatever, And then eventually she came in and saw it. It was there for an hour. It wasn't just a flyby. I have pictures of it. And the ship was there again. Today, to say, hey guys, remember us? We're not just, some little floaty little angel thing with feathers and stuff. They're very real. They're very serious, and they're here to affect positively humanity. And their message is so simple but profound. And just the second you think, this is all BS or whatever, they'll land a ship in your backyard, and they'll hold it there for about an hour. And you're like, oh, yeah, okay, got it, clear. So anyway, just some thoughts I had. Nicole went through a clearing. The clearing is very important. We're clear. We focus on being clear all day long, and we still do this several times a day. And it's very important because just Earth is a tough environment. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of things that want to take your consciousness out, where you're just another little robot, walking around, unconscious, if you will. So just the clearing concepts are very important. You can call down the angels yourself at any given time, or whatever you want to call them, and they will clear you out. Or you want to focus on source light, source energy, and ask them to clear your body out, your house out. Just because it's very important. There's a lot of things that we're very clear in understanding. Is way more than the depth of this a blog talk event. But just you want to clear yourself several times a day, in the morning, at night. You want to ask the angels or your God or source or Bigfoot or whatever you believe in, to clear out your psychic centers, clear out your physical body, to ensure that your energetics are in alignment. So just it's a perpetual thing. It's like taking a shower. Do this in the morning and at night, at minimum. So those are a couple things I have. Nicole, would you like to you want to take the caller now or?
Yeah, of course. Of course. All right, so thanks, guys. Thanks for listening. And we're going to take callers now. Okay, so. Hello? Hi. Hello? Hello? Hi. Not sure.
Hello?
Hello? Hi, how are you?
Oh, good. Thank you. How are you?
Good, good, good. Okay, so I guess I should have said 630. I don't know. The last time we did that with numbers. Anyway, so how are you?
I'm great, thank you. I called your show last Sunday. Or and I got my spirit guide. That's what you were talking about on the show. And then I forgot to ask you, is there a message? My spirit guide is Lakshmi.
Okay. All right. So let's see here. And may I have your first name, please?
Mia?
Mia. Okay. Oh, yeah. Hi, Mia. Okay. Let me delve into this a little bit. Mia. So she is saying that you need to dance more, that it is time to open your heart and to believe in yourself. This is definitely a game of mastery on all levels, that every person here is about believing in themselves. But you in particular, that they're saying that they need to give you more guidance and more confidence, that you are going in the right direction, but you are not believing in yourself. Because you are saying, well, I don't, well, I feel like life should be more difficult than this. I feel like I should not be happy all the time, or you are kind of questioning things they're saying. So they would like you to know that, yes, hi. Your life is on point, that you are important, and that you are going in the right direction, 100%.
Okay.
Okay. Does that make sense to you, or
Well,
anything that?
yeah, because I guess I've been going through life is a struggle all this time, and this is right.
Yeah. Are you going to school right now? Are you about to go to school? They keep bringing in education and things of that nature.
I need to take a test,
Okay.
and then just be done with school, and it's the last step, and it's taking me just too long to just finish it. I've been out of
Oh,
school.
okay. Okay,
But
cool. Well, then
this is
that's
just
why
like the
I
last step, for everything that has to do with school.
Oh, okay, good, 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 good. All right, does that make sense? So they are just saying school, school, school. Okay, perfect. So So then that's why they keep assuring you, giving you confidence that you are on the right path, that, like, you know, keep moving forward. Don't give up, you know? And it sounds like after being in school for a very long time that it would be very easy to give up, you know? Like, it's just like, oh, when is it going to end? When is it going to end? But the happiness, really important. They're saying that your life is going, it's easy. Everything's going to flow. I know you are feeling like you're having struggles right now, but the way that your guides are seeing it is just you're jumping from, like, lily pad to lily pad, like you're a frog, or you're, like, a little beautiful angel jumping from a lily pad to, you know, the next one. So it's not, you know, I don't feel any strife. You know, this is, like, the last thing that you need to do. What are you going to school for? What is your profession?
Well, I finished nursing school, and I haven't been able to pass the board exam. And then I borrowed money from my friend to pay for school, and this has been a few years ago, and I haven't been able to pay my friend back. So I want to pass the board and eventually get a job and pay back my friend.
Yeah, I understand that. I definitely understand that. One of the things that the angels have been saying to me is that there's going to be a lot of debt forgiveness, and that is on paper and off paper. We're coming into 2016. There's a lot of our industries are going to sort of break down or crumble. Not to scare everybody, but that's really what they're talking. There's a transition. They're telling you to say it nicer. It's a transition. So I understand wanting to pay your friend back and also school loans and things of that nature. But they're saying debt forgiveness. Like, this will be your year to really have this forgiveness in your heart. This is what I see for you. I keep getting this essence of you're going to do your own thing, like your own practice. I know you're in school for nursing, but they're saying that it eventually will go into development of your own career, your own practice. They're giving me a timeline of 2 years, not that you want to go to school again, but developing another skill set with your, nursing. They're saying neuropsychology too, and I'm just going to give that to you and let you sit with that, because it may not make sense right now, but in a few years, again, with the brain and Metatron and with the hearing and everything, brain, they are saying you're also very proficient in putting the pieces of the puzzle back together for people. That is what you were really good at.
I haven't thought about it.
That's all right. Listen, that's all right. When the angels come through and they give information, I have to tell you, like, I've had so many readings where people are like, that doesn't make sense. I have no idea. I'm not thinking about that. And I would bet $1 million on every person I said that, because 2 years, a year later, they are calling me like, Nicole, I can't believe you told me that. It's happening. You know, so I'm just going to give it to you. And that is my gift. And so here's Robert. He wants to talk to you.
There's a couple things. What Nicole just said, you know, possibly you'll get into some brain scanning or MRI, you know, devices that have, additional, you know, functionality for people, because if you're a nurse, you would be around that kind of technology, and prospectively, you'd be trained on additional equipment that would allow you to perform those types of services a couple of years out. So that's what I was getting. In addition to that, you're like a lot of us. We challenge ourselves, and we've been programmed that this earth is very hard and arduous and challenging. I'm not saying it isn't. You don't have to challenge yourself. Make it fun, make it flow, you know. I think, you know, you have to flow. And so that's what, just make it work, have fun doing it. And, regarding the debt on your education, don't focus on debt, because then that's considered lack, and it takes out your prosperity energetic. So, focus on, passing this exam and getting into industry. You'll get a job instantly. You know, obviously there's a lot of available employment in that space. So just focus on, you know, getting your first paycheck as a registered nurse, and know that there's, you know, it's a career path of expansion for you. So think about that. So always focus on, you know, what you want. Focus on the prosperity that you're going to be receiving, and then, you know, focus on the happiness. And then I get that your relationships are kind of moving around a little bit, and I think once you establish your, you know, your base and kind of line up with your position and pass your test, things are going to really start popping for you. That's kind of what I'm getting as well. Does any of that sound normal, or does any of that sound reasonable to you?
Yeah. It sounds like something that I see can happen. Or will
right,
happen.
Right. And this the last thing that I have is just you were carrying some disbelief and some things like that. So you just really believe in yourself. Because the way the universe works is the second you have a thought in your mind that is, maybe I can't pass this test, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe I can't pay my friend, or whatever the thought is to that effect. That's what you're bouncing out to the universe. That's what your angels are going to now start working on. Oh, she doesn't want to pass the test, you know, or she does, you know, whatever. So when you have those thoughts of disbelief, I mean, it's instantaneous, universal. That's your frequency. So just always consider what you want, and always consider, you know, the positives, and focus on what you want and the positive aspects of your life, because that's the frequency you're going to reverberate to the universe. That's the frequency that the angels are going to help you on. Because the angels are so, like, if you wrote a document right tonight and you said, I want to be a registered nurse, I want to be the best in the world, or whatever, or have the greatest relationship, a brand new car. If you write that down on paper and you start working towards those goals, that's it. That's what you're doing now. I mean, as of tonight, you know. And so, you know, I always recommend doing that. I do that myself regularly. So you want to reset all of your intentions and make sure that you have a clear broadcast to your angelic team, you know. And so that's just a good reset to do. And then just focus on those goals, and that is what will reverberate across the universe, and that's what your angelic crew will immediately start assisting you on. And also engage them and say, hey, you know, I really need to pass this board test. I need prosperity, I need happiness, and just focus on that, and it'll come without question. So that's another thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, Mia, thank you so much for calling in. Like I said, if you need to call back and re-listen to the recording, it will be available, and then you can hear it again. And also take some notes. It'll be very beneficial to kind of help you with your timeline and hold things that are true and near and dear to your heart. But as always, you know, people that get drawn to this intel is for a reason. So I wish you luck with everything. I can't wait to hear your next level of adventure.
Yes, thank you very much. But this shifting to the positivity, it's I want to ask, how do I hold on to that? Being so positive at like maybe 99% level.
Yeah, I agree. So any thoughts, so your thoughts are your first line of defense, like Robert said, and when you are out of, let's say, out of love or out of excitement for your life in general, then that gives you a clue that you're out of alignment. So the easiest way that the angels have told me to get into that level of positivity, falling in love with my life and what I do here on Earth. So that means like everything from making coffee, driving my car, to listening to music, to studying, to going to school, you know, anything you do. Make it fun. Like, how would I make this fun for myself? How would I stay positive about this? And also that belief that they were talking about is really holding true in your heart. So if that's a lot, and I'll just, we can do something really basic. Your natural state of being as a human on this planet is love. It is happiness. Anything else that you are experiencing is a version of that. So the easiest way is to really just clear yourself out psychically and energetically, and then that natural state of love comes forward. Like, you don't even have to think about it. The natural state of happiness comes forward. You don't even have to think about it. So Robert has some really good clearing techniques, but also, too, like he said, it's a practice. He does it every day. So I'm
going to
let him continue from this point forward.
Yeah, Mia, so is what they say, and is what I agree with, because I'm also a student of the angelic realm. But so, you know, they say that humans think of, you know, lack and poverty and fear and negative things, and at the same time, the same physical body, the same timelines, you'd be thinking of hope, prosperity, love, you know, and things of that nature. So just, I mean, I know it sounds simple, but just focus on prosperity, happiness, love, like breathe it in, like you're inhaling it, exhale it, inhale it, and, you know, just hold that frequency, hold those continually. And in addition to that, like what they say is to link into those frequencies a couple times a day, you know, 3 to 5 times a day. And it depends on how hectic your day is, depending on how much environmental aspects of negativity you're around and things of that nature. But in the morning, wake up and go through your, you know, I call it linking in. I link into source. I reestablish my intentions. You know, I reestablish my prosperity. I re-clear my whole physical body. And you do that, you know, in the morning, maybe at lunchtime, at the end of, you know, end of the day, a couple times a day, and hold that all in continually link back in. In addition to that, I like to write down my goals on a piece of paper and say, you know, these are my goals. I'm gonna, you know, complete this exam. I'm going to start working and making $90,000 a year, and I'm gonna pay back my friends and buy a new car or whatever you want to do, right? So. And so I write that down, and these are my plans, these are my goals, and just hold it, look at it in the morning, wake up to it, you know, have it in your purse or whatever, open it up during lunch or work or at school, and just keep verbal, you know, reviewing the goals and thinking of the goals and focusing on just those goals. And then what Nicole was saying earlier, anything that says, oh, you can't, you know, and so when you focus on your goals, you're going to have opposition to your goals. You're going to hear some little voices will pop in your head, oh, you can never pass this test, or, oh, you'll never, you know, make $90,000 a year. You'll never pay your friend back. You'll hear that. That's the opposition. That's not of divine origin. You know what I mean? So you want to tell that stuff to go away, literally, however you want to do it, and just keep focusing on your goal, because you will have opposition to your goal. I mean, and so just keep focusing on your goal. When anything tries to, you know, state other than your goal, it's not of your highest intention, it's not of divine intent, so tell it to go away, because you will have, you know, attacks like that, or what, call it whatever you want. So just keep holding true to your goals, and don't let anything get in the way of your goals. So it's just a mental game, but the more confident you get, the more you believe in these goals, the faster they come, you know. So just, you know, keep focusing on that, and you know, start with smaller goals too. Like I'd love to have a great time this weekend or something. You know, focus on having a great time.
Yeah.
Or, you know, or simpler goals. But, you know, just really focus on, you know, seeing yourself pass that test, seeing yourself you know, making a 95 on that test and getting your registration for a nursing, you know, whatever they call that. So just focus on that and see yourself in that position, and what you think and what you say, think, and do is exactly what you create in this world. And it's that simple. So those are what I do continually, and I think a lot of us do that. So just hold those thoughts.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. So call us, you know, call back and let us know how you're doing, or email us. My website's right on the front page of the channel, and just, you know, give us an update and let us know how you're doing, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, girl. Thanks for checking in. I appreciate it.
Oh, yes, me too. I really, I love this. This is a great uplifting reading. That's wonderful. I feel happy just hearing all this.
Yeah. There, I'm going to ask Robert real quick, because I keep seeing the spirit behind you, and I don't want to freak you out, but he looks like a little gargoyle, and I'm not trying to say, I don't know, I don't think he's supposed to be there. So I'm going to ask Robert to remove him real quick. And you work in a city or a crowded space or where there's, like, a lot of people that – it doesn't even matter. You don't even have to answer that, because I'm just looking – he looks very much like a gargoyle. He's behind you to your left side, and I'm going to tell him to get away, that he's not allowed to hang out with you. Spirits try to hang out with me all the time, too, or who are – I'm not reading them, so they don't get to hang out. So – Robert just removed him. He's fine. I'm not trying to freak you out, but that was the last thing before we let you go. Okay. All right, girl. Well, have a great weekend and Merry Christmas. Or maybe I'll talk to you before then. And email us and let us know how you're doing. Okay.
Okay. Have a great weekend.
All right. You too. Okay.
Thanks,
bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, okay, thanks. All right, so we are back. Okay, all right, guys, and so this is what I'm being advised to do. The way I want people to understand is the way that Robert and I work is we do this four-step process. It's called clear, activate, heal, and intel. So basically what that means is we clear people, we activate them through their higher self or however you want to say it, through their divine self, really, connecting them back to source and their divine self. And then we, through that process, they are healed, right? So you're healing yourself. And then we give them intel from the higher realms, what their angels are saying, their galactic, you know, star brother and sister around you, people in spirit. It is our job as channels who can see to do this for you, right? To be that, what is the word I'm looking for? Be that guide, I guess. Best way. So, a lot of our intel is coming from a realm that, or I want to say, it's good for you. I don't know how to say that without because we do so much work on each other and with so many people throughout the course of our day, we're really fast and furious with it, and we get to the point. And energetically, as we're talking to people, even now, you could listen to the stream. And you're getting an upgrade because basically your higher self or your soul, however you want to say it, has agreed to come onto the show, to be a part of it, to listen, and now your soul has a minute to be worked on. The interesting thing that the angels were saying to us this week was that they have a difficult time working on us when you continuously are moving around. Like I'm thinking, they're infinite beings, they can work on me all the time, I can be on the phone, I can do online chat, whatever. And they're like, no, sit your butt down. Well, they don't really talk like that. Sit down for like 5, 10, 15 minutes with focused concentration of thought and allow us to work with you. You would think of this more like prayer and meditation. It would be a different way of looking at it, but it's not in a religious connotation. It's literally just a time for you, your guide, in whatever realm you're choosing to work with, to come through your consciousness and clear out your psychic centers or field. If they can give you different body parts, I know that sounds funny, that's a whole nother episode we'll do. Somebody sick, changing out body parts for healthy ones. It's actually very fun. It works. So for Robert and I, because we are channels, they work a lot on our brain and upgrading our brain and so that we can be on multi-dimensional levels, not just this earth plane. It's pretty interesting. And we both love science, and that's really fun, and technology. Kind of outer space technology. Anyway. So that's very interesting, too, because people I have found, like, I just got through a yoga class, and I found it very interesting. This teacher was saying, you know, just grab those last 5 minutes of peace. If it's just for, you know, or 5 seconds. And I was like, wow. Like, we're really, as a society, okay with getting 5 seconds. Listen, and I'm not saying, I love this class. I love the gentleman who taught it. But I was like, wow, like, we're willing to accept, like, mere crumbs of sanity as part of our existence. And that's not the truth. That's not the way. I should say by now, if you are here listening to this radio show, you are speaking. So you should grab more than a few seconds of peace in your life per day. That's what the goal is here, is that you should be in this sort of walking meditation where all your actions, your behaviors, your thoughts, your energy is in alignment with your highest good, whatever that is. If you're angry, be angry. No. If you're happy, be happy. You know, we hope that you would just, you know, be positive the whole time. But, hey, if you have a foul ball in there once in a while, that's good. And then get back to center, you know. My boyfriend here says I have spiritual threats. That's really fun to work with. So that every so often a random spirit comes by and starts talking through me. I'm not kidding either. And my friends will attack. So, spiritual practice, spiritual enlightenment, working with the angelic and the energy of Metatron can be very fun. It's like a game, I guess, sports. I don't really play sports, but they're telling me to say this, that it is a team, right? It's a team effort. So, like, somebody has to play offense, somebody has to play defense, or you have to work as a team is a better way to put it. He's saying to work as a team. So, I have to give, which would be giving confidence, faith, angelic power, whatever you want to say, and then I have to receive, right? So it's like he has to get, you know, basically you're learning how to have a relationship with your guide, with the higher realms, and then in that place of having a relationship, they can come into your reality and move things around a lot quicker for you because there's a consciousness here. There's a conscious contact here. There's an ability to relax, release, and surrender into their energy field as well as they can do that to yours.
Right. And if you don't ask for their help, they won't give it. I can say it real fast.
Thanks. Do you want to talk about Metatron? And working with him? This is amazing. Or you can talk to him or allow him to talk through you?
Well, Metatron is very, very, very specific. You know, ask for what you want, and they'll work with you on that. But they don't tell you directly. In some cases, they kind of walk you around. Because if you're a 3-year-old and you ask to drive a bulldozer, that's probably not the best idea. So they'll teach you how to drive the bulldozer, but it's not the same day. You know, it might take 6 months or a year. You know, so they will lead you down the path in which they'll allow you to do what you want to do explicitly. But if a 3-year-old, this is an example obviously, says to Metatron, I'd love to drive a Caterpillar bulldozer down the street, obviously that request is not going to happen because a 3-year-old isn't going to drive it safely and, you know, it's probably not the best idea for, you know, a lot of people. So, but if a 3-year-old wants to drive a bulldozer, he'll teach them how to do it safely over time and when the time is right. So that's very simple terms on the angelic realm and how they deploy their assistance. And that's in the, like, the intel perspective. But a lot of the times, like, you know, if there's something that's happening, like there's some kind of a dangerous event or something, and these angelics pop in and they stop it, they change it. I mean, you wouldn't believe what they can do on that perspective to protect you. So I'm very impressed with their security perspectives. So they're a lot of fun to work with, and I couldn't imagine not working with them. So, but they're very, very nice. They want love. They want people to have a good life. They want you to wake up from the bondage. The technology that's controlling you. They want to clear you of that. They want to rebuild your organs and your body to be have online psychic centers, to be conscious, to be able to stream them 24/7, and how to know how to pr- properly operate, how to properly create on this planet, because we all came here purposely to be in the physical, to create something. So they're here, they're giving you some guidance from a higher realm, and they're wishing for you to link in with them and anchor them in, because they really need you to anchor them in, because they're already, you know, available, but there's universal laws in which you have to anchor them in and request their assistance. So we work with Metron every day. So if I don't ask the question, they don't tell me the information. So you have to know the question to ask. You have to ask for various things. And they're a pleasure to work with. So I highly recommend anyone to, you know, book a private session with Nicole on MetatronAngel.com. I can assure you it's a life-changing event. And, you know, typically life-changing events are, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars, $50,000, mm-hmm. you know. And so a life-changing event with Metatron Angel is $100, $200, whichever you select. So I can assure you it's life-changing, and it's going to be a great experience. So think about that, and we have about 40 seconds left, and I'll let Nicole close. Thank you.
So I just want to thank everyone. We've had such a great response with the episodes. If you aren't here to make it live, I totally appreciate you looking at the archives and listening, and I would genuinely love to hear from you. So if you could just go to my website, it's MetatronAngel.com. There is a space, a contact form, and you can just gently fill in your name, email, maybe some questions you have about the show. Also, I would like to know, what do you guys want to talk about? I mean, there are so many topics when it comes to angels, gifts, and the like. There are so many things that we could talk about. So if you could give me some feedback, I would genuinely love that. Say, hey, I have some few topics, and I will do my best to schedule that show. I will market it, and I'll get people on the line. I'm all about building community. You guys know that. A lot of my beautiful, loyal people that have been with me throughout the many years, and understand it's all about love, community, and excelling forward. And I'm just so grateful that I get to be a part of your journey, and that you are a part of mine. So with that, we're going to end, and I love you all, and we will see you Sunday. I have Beauty Matrix with a couple of my girlfriends who have the program, and they've been using it, losing weight. They love their body. They're getting tighter, toned, sexy, sexual. Beautiful feedback we've been getting on that. And that is Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I will be going through the program again. Also, any questions that people have, how to make your body tight, toned, and lovable, meaning you love it, that you love to be in your body, because I think everyone should be feeling good in their body, and also how to make it work for you. So that means if there are special, I don't know, healing capacities or talents that you would like, or, I don't know, want to learn how to time travel in your body. We'll teach you that too. So come check me out Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here, Metatron Angel, through Blog Talk, and I'll see you soon. All right, bye.